Hey, what's up, beautiful Bellcast listeners? Welcome to another episode. I am Gio.
And I'm Bart.
And I'm so happy
that
we are in fall.
Yeah. Oh, it's my favorite season.
Yeah, because I could start wearing my hoodies again. Shout outs to my hundreds family.
You know how we're moving to Vegas soon?
Yes.
And one of my buddies that already lives there, he gave me a piece of news that makes me so happy. Because I think when you're not from Vegas, or actually maybe if you're just from California, because everyone else experiences extreme weather. But when you're from California, when you think about Vegas, you think of like this giant toaster oven, right? You're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be so hot over there. But he was like, dude, it's already normal fall weather now, and it's nice and cool, and it's like in the 70s. And I'm like, what? Because we're about to get the hundreds this weekend.
Yeah, we have the hundreds right now.
You're wearing the hundreds too.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I'm excited.
So I'm like, oh, yes. Because like one thing I'm actually really looking forward to
but is... But we're not going to be there until spring. You know that, right?
Yeah, but we're going to live there for a while.
We're moving there in the springtime.
Yeah.
But we're not going to experience the fall, is my point.
We will. 2021 fall.
Oh,
2022 fall. 2023 fall.
Well, not 2021 fall.
2024
okay,
fall.
Fine. All right.
2025 fall.
I'm going to fuck you up. Thank you.
No, I'm just kidding. No, so I think for me, one thing I'm also really excited about is in California, since we don't really have four seasons, I think we have pretty much a spring and a summer. Like the spring starts in September and it goes all the way until March. And then we have like, or maybe April or May, and we have summer. And so finally we get to be in a place that gets really hot in the summer, but also in the winter snows a little bit.
It snows?
Yeah. So our photographer, Justin's from Vegas, and he told me a few winters there's been where you go on the strip and you see a light layer of snow. And I'm like, what? That's so cool.
That is cool.
So we're actually going to be able to experience spring and fall, also winter. And then the summer for sure is going to be freaking hot as hell. But
yeah.
I mean, that's like pretty much anywhere in the Southwest, you know, like Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California. I think we have the same summer, but summer is also the time for travel. So we can always go to Hawaii or go wherever, you know.
I hope the world is open like that again.
I know.
Yeah, but I guess once it does open up, I'm so excited to be going. Hold on. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. And there it is.
Nice.
I'm so excited to be going back to Hawaii because that's just my ultimate, hands down favorite place to go because it just feels like my home away from home.
We've been going there once a year for like every single year.
I think since 2013.
Almost. Oh, I hope we get to go this year.
Because you know how Instagram shows you like it'll show you like 6 years ago on this day and then it shows you a picture.
Instagram does that?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
Or iPhone does that?
No, Instagram. It'll tell you in your messages like...
Mine doesn't do that.
It does. You just don't pay attention.
No, mine doesn't do that.
Stop it. It does. So like if you go to your liked stuff.
Yeah.
And if you scroll, might not have it today, but it'll tell you... Let's see if it does. But yeah, it should tell you here. Like it'll have like instead of like, these little images, it has like a clock.
What?
Let me see. Oh, I guess it's not. But give me your phone. It might have it.
What? I don't know these things.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Look, you see my clock? It says, see your post from 4 years ago today.
Oh, so cool.
And then for us, it was, the memory is October 2nd, 2016. And this is our workout anywhere launch.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, you see how it shows it right here?
Yeah, I got to check that out. Yeah. I didn't even know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So yeah, that popped up for me, I think last week or something. You reposted it. And yeah, it was in 2014 and it showed us all young and stuff.
I remember.
But I think that was the second trip. So it was either 2013 or 2014 was our first year. And I miss it so much. And now Taika is so fascinated with swimming.
Yeah.
And he loves the ocean. His favorite movie is Moana. And second favorite movie is Moana. His first favorite is this short film called Lava. And it's on Disney Plus. And it's basically the volcano for Moana.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's such a Polynesian at heart. I feel like you and I are Polynesians at heart too.
Yeah.
Sorry if we're disrespecting any Polynesians out there, but we just fucking love your culture so much. We love our cultures, but we really love your culture. So
we love it more.
Yeah. So we're all like Polynesians at heart. So anytime we go back to, you know, we go back home to Hawaii, yeah, we have our friends out there. We have our frequently visited spots that we love to go out there. And yeah, I want to go back. It's going to be so fun with him.
Yeah, he's going to love it so much.
He's going to be all my little dark Filipino cute baby.
I can't wait to teach him how to have a snorkel and a mask. Because once he knows how to snorkel and he gets to see all those fishies and stuff, oh, he's going to have a blast.
Nothing makes my heart more happy than seeing my independent, capable son. Like, of course, I want him to be dependent on me for like the rest of his life.
Because it feels good.
He's my baby and it feels good to be wanted and it feels good to be loved.
Take care of him too.
Yeah, and I love taking care of him. But I'm also very practical. And then I look at just him amongst society and what values he can bring or what value he can bring to his fellow peers or just society. And I really want him to be a gem, you know, like I really want him to be like a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
So I try really hard to help him critically think. I try really hard to have him feel like confident and strong in his own capabilities. And I really want him to be very independent for me.
That's very cute.
I know. I like it. I like it. I really do enjoy that.
I know. I feel bad too for like all the, you know, I think we're actually really lucky this year because he's not old enough to really start school yet. So I feel like that one, we get to dodge the bullet where the 1 year, or hopefully the 1 year where school is shut down, he didn't even have to go yet. And then once school's open back up, he gets to go right into school and start learning cool stuff. Because like, I feel bad for a lot of the kids that were right about to start the thing that they really wanted to start, you know?
School.
Yeah, but like some stuff you can't, like, you know, like, you can't teach a kid how to swim online or teach a kid how to surf online, you know? Like, there's some things that like, it was because we were in quarantine, we got to like swim with Taika every day and we got him to like swim so quickly. But there's a lot of kids that like want to play basketball or football or do all kinds of other stuff. And because school shut down, they almost took like 1 year out of their development in that.
Yeah, that's literally all of us though. Like I feel like we're just, everyone's throwing away 2020.
Yeah. And I feel the worst for the kids.
Yeah.
Like for adults, I'm like, okay, I wanted to start jiu-jitsu like way earlier, but who cares? You know, it's just a hobby. Like, you know, it doesn't really affect development. I'm already developed and now everything is a bonus.
Well, it
right?
will affect how quickly you can pick things up though. Because the older you get, the harder it is for you to retain things.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. For kids, it's difficult. You know, yeah. like if you live years 1 and 2 and then 4 and 5, that third year is really important. Fourth year, fifth year. Like everyone
they're
knows.
All pretty important.
They're really, really important.
The first
I'm 36. Going from 35 straight to 37, who cares?
Right, it's still the same. You're still the same person.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I missed a year. Who cares? But then when you're a kid, like especially like, you know, in that age, every single year matters so much. It could be the difference between being bilingual or not.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel bad for those guys.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year, but I don't know. I like the way it's turned out for us for sure. Because like you were saying, we got to spend more time together.
We got lucky too.
What do you mean?
With Taika, like he's perfectly at that age that he wasn't right. in school or in any type of learning program.
Yeah, I have some girlfriends that have a kid either a few months younger or older than Taika, and they're doing like online courses and stuff, and it's really cute. Like they'll have them do like interactive things, but obviously it's through a screen. But then they'll send you a package of like this is what the curriculum is going to be in the activities. So here's like the Play-Doh, and here's like this sheet of silk or whatever.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because that's what they're gonna. Yeah,
having material sent home.
Yeah, yeah. They'll send it to their house and then they sit down and then they're the teachers on the screen, and it's pretty cool because some of these will cap the students at like 4 or 5.
I wonder if they could do that with stuff like basketball, where they play it on a screen and then like maybe you take your phone or computer outside and everyone dribble 5 times on the right hand, 5 times on the left hand. You know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
That'd be cool. I can see it working.
It's better than
not
having it.
Yeah, I can see that working.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such an interesting time to see just how everyone's adapting to this. I don't mind it. I always like change. I really do welcome change, and I like to see what comes about.
Are you excited about our big change?
Moving to Vegas?
Yeah.
I am excited, again, because it's change. I was talking to Jess. She came over a few days ago and we were just talking about life and stuff, and she was also asking me like, oh, are you excited about Vegas? She's like, are you gonna be sad? And I'm like, sorry, I'm like, if I think about it logically and practically, then I'm super excited because it makes sense, you know, for our current life situation. you know, and our, you know, financial goals, it makes the most sense to not be a California resident.
Zero state income tax, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm like, but when I think about it emotionally, you know, leaving you behind, like talking to Jess, like leaving you behind, or like, you know, leaving the girls behind, or like leaving our friends behind, like Joe and David, and just, you know, our forever home. Like, that's when I get sad. Like when I think about it emotionally, that's when I'm sad. But I have to.
Pussy ass shit gets sad.
It's not pussy ass
shit.
I know,
I'm just kidding.
That's hard shit. That's hard shit. Being vulnerable is fucking hard.
I think also that's why like Vegas seemed like such a cool option, because I think for us, since we've traveled there so much already, just in this recent couple of weeks, you guys can see in the vlogs to look at houses and stuff, it really doesn't seem far, you know, like, but I think from everyone else, because they think it's out of state, it almost feels like people are like, oh no, we're going to lose country. Bart and Gio. But I feel like we're still going to make it to every birthday. We're going to make it to baby showers. We're going to make it to whatever. And I feel like we might even see people more.
I agree.
Because now we're actually going to plan for it. Like, you know, like David only really lives like 20, 30 minutes away.
We never see him.
We never see him. We don't really see each other that much, except for the once in a while things, you know, because we're not really planning for it. And like, even like when we lived in downtown, Phil Wang from Wong Fu lived in downtown, literally in the same area. We both lived in South Park.
Never saw him.
And we didn't. And like the minute we moved in, I'm like, yo, Phil, I'm in your hood. Let's go grab shabu shabu or something. And for those 6 to 8 months, we didn't see each other. I think one time we saw each other
on accident,
Boston or something, like not even in LA, you know? So it was just like, now at least we'll schedule it out and plan things. You might even see each other even more.
Yeah. And I think it'll start putting things into perspective more out here, at least what's important and who's important, right? Because like whoever's important for you and whatever's a priority in your life, then you're going to make time for it. You're going to plan around it. And I think very quickly we're going to start seeing, I don't know if this is the right way to think about it, but yeah, really quickly you're going to start seeing just what's worth your time. And I think that's just happening because of the age I'm entering. Like, I'm literally turning 37 tomorrow, October 3rd. I know. And it's crazy to me because I don't feel 37. I don't think
you don't look 37.
I was about to say that. I don't look 37.
You don't like, suck like you're 37.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Like, bro, the fucking Instagram filters are fucking me up.
Why?
Because they have like these beauty filters and it'll like contour your face and it smooths out your skin, or it makes your eyes a little bit bigger, or it makes your nose a little bit more narrow. And like, you just look really hot. In my personal opinion, I feel like I look hot with these filters.
The filter?
Yeah. And then I take the filter off and I start noticing like fine lines coming in.
What are you
and
talking
I'll have,
about?
Like little wrinkles.
You look
like,
so beautiful.
You know how I have like my RBF?
Yeah. That
so,
for sure.
Or like my thinking face.
For sure.
And then, ow, fuck, I keep hitting this mic. Sorry, guys.
You got 37-year-old coordination.
Ow, no, that was like 16-year-old coordination. It was fucking fast and just out of nowhere. So then I'll do this thing. And then like
are
here,
you smiling?
No, what is this called? Like frowning a little bit? Like my eyes, I think furl. So.
Furrow? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so I'm doing that with my eyebrows.
Yeah.
And I've always done that because I remember when my grandma was alive, RIP, miss you very much. I remember being at home when I lived at home. And she'd be like, hey, you have to change your face because it's going to get stuck like that. And you're going to
like
be really ugly.
Buta.
Like a bitch. Yeah, I look fucking bitchy.
Straight puta.
She would always
there.
Tell me, change your face, change your face, change your face. And I was like, shut the fuck up. This is my face. And I would never say
she
that.
She just died right after.
No.
Fucked up. I can't believe you did that.
But that's how long I've been making this face. So now I have these wrinkles coming in. And because of these fucking filters, when I take the filter off, I feel like I just aged 80 years. Oh,
from the filter. Yeah.
Because it was all smooth. Yeah, it looks so... Let me just show you this shit. I'm going to put this filter on and it's called... This is one of my favorite
filters.
This is
on Instagram? So all of you guys can do it
too. Yes, it's on Instagram. This one is called... Oh, it doesn't tell me. Oh, it's called Ariel, but it has like Japanese writing. It's by Sophie.
If I put it on my face, am I going to like look like a K-pop star?
Maybe. So check this out, okay?
Okay.
So wait, let me just take a picture.
Yeah, you got to take a picture and then show them.
So this is what I look like according to the filter.
You look way better in person than
no
the filter.
No way. No way.
You look stupid. You look stupid in that filter.
No, don't even say that.
You look ugly in that filter.
Wait, let me turn down so you guys could see this.
You look ugly in that filter.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I look
you do.
Really cute.
Nah.
No, I look really cute. Do you guys see that?
Nah.
You don't see that. Oh, it's so blurry. Anyway, I'll have to put it in. But I like it because I don't have any wrinkles. Like, it looks really good. But going back to the whole 37 conversation, I don't feel 37. I don't think I look 37, but because of these filters, I've actually even considered, I'm like, dude, should I get Botox?
No.
I know, but I'm just saying that's the type of shit that these fucking platforms do. You know, the more you play around with it, then the more you can start contouring your body and like making your waist smaller or making your butt bigger or like muscles bigger or eyes a little bit bigger. Like you start looking unrealistic and you have these unrealistic proportions. And now when you look at yourself, you're just like, ugh, I look so not good. Yeah.
You think social media is good for us?
To an extent, but I think what it, at least for Instagram for me, for example, it's turned into this like flashy show your best side all the time. And I like it if it's for the sake of creativity that you're doing it that way. But if you're stressing out because you have to have the perfect filter or you're taking 1,000 pictures because you have to have that perfect one little angle, then I think you're doing too much. You know, like if you're not trying to build a business and you're putting that much effort into it, I think that's not healthy.
I recently saw this one interview by Sean Parker. He's one of the co-founders of Facebook.
And oh, we know Sean Parker. Yeah, played by
Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
And so he was saying the way they invented Facebook, and a lot of social media follows this, is it's made to give you these really small dopamine hits, almost like a drug. So you can't get off of it, right? Yeah. So their whole point is to addict you.
Oh, I'm
and
addicted.
Also to get you to contribute with their own media. So everyone's addicting each other.
Yeah.
And then so when you hear that, you're like, oh man, they did a really great job, because through that addiction, people are getting very connected throughout the world.
Yeah.
But then is that an unhealthy amount of dopamine that we're constantly getting from outside sources that is causing, you know, people to be like dissatisfied depressed with the way they look or yeah, whatever, you know, yeah, or like all the filters. Like, ooh,
for
like
sure.
I get all these dopamine hits when I see my booty look like this, but then I look in real life and it doesn't look like this.
Dude, I was high the other night. And like when I get high, this is when my thoughts finally slow down and I can really focus on the thoughts in my brain. And there's not like a 20 gajillion ones going on at once. So I was scrolling through Instagram and I came across Kim Kardashian's page. And I don't personally know Kim Kardashian and I don't know their personal life. I don't follow them enough to know like the gossip or the latest. I only admire Kim Kardashian for what she was able to do with her career. Regardless if you like her career,
as a businesswoman,
regardless if you even think that she's a businesswoman, regardless of your personal opinions about her, just looking at what she has accomplished in terms of just her bank account, she's accomplished.
Yeah.
She's a fucking billionaire.
Yeah.
Her family's a fucking billionaire. Like she built a fucking empire. She's a billionaire too? I don't know if she's not.
But her whole family is.
If she's
much.
Not, she's really close.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because Kanye's a billionaire. Yeah. Her little sister's
That's
a billionaire.
True.
So it's like, she's not a billionaire, fine. She's fucking close.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
So just keeping in mind that her career started because of this leaked sex tape to now her having her own Skims, which is like not lingerie, but it's like undergarment company.
Shapewear.
She has that. She has her cosmetics. She had her show that was on for like a million seasons.
Did you know her show's been on longer than JK has?
Yes.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. So having that. So like just seeing what she built, right? Like I admire that. And I admire the drive. I admire that regardless of all the hate and all the fucking bad gossip and everyone going, I fucking hate the Kardashians. I fucking hate them. They're like villains, it seems like,
yeah,
right? Because it's like they're the bottom feeders of what the society wanted to be.
Yeah.
But everyone looks up to them. So regardless of all that negativity, I like that they're like, whatever. I'm still cashing in, bitch. Like
yeah,
what you say about me does not affect me in any way. And
one
they're
bit,
living
yeah,
their life. So I really admire that. So that's why I follow her. So I don't follow her because just her personal stuff. I just follow the drive and the team,
the
I guess, that she was able to pick, right? Because
yeah,
people might even argue like she's not even doing it herself. But the fact that she hired the right people to help her move in whatever direction she's at now, she did the right thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was looking at her Instagram and I was high. And I was like, holy fuck, is this the standard that we're holding ourselves up to? Like, even for herself, like, I gotta show you. So she has this tiny, tiny waist. And she got, I don't know what the specific surgery is that she
How
got.
How do you
up.
Know she has a tiny waist? Just from the pictures?
Just her proportions.
Oh, just what you see.
Regardless.
What you see visually.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and when you see her at, like, you know, events, like videos,
like
and
in
stuff.
Person. So it's not just a filter.
I've never seen her in person.
Okay. But I guess like in more videos. Candid formats, yeah. Where you can't really, where she doesn't have the control to shape her body. You're like, oh shit, she has a small waist.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, well, her proportions are crazy because then she has like this. So she got like these implants or injections, or I don't know what the procedure was that she got done, but she has these wide hips to support her big ass.
Oh.
But then she doesn't have the correct proportion that would hint that it was natural.
You don't think it's natural?
I don't think it's natural. Oh. And I'll show you. This is the one picture. Let me see. That I looked at where I was like, holy crap. Like, this is not right, you guys. Or is it? Let me see. There was one where she was in a bikini, and I'm like, you guys, this is not correct. Like, the female body. And I'm not trying to, like, knock her down in any sort of way. She can do whatever the fuck she wants with her body that makes her happy. But for me personally, I'm like, this is not my idea of a beautiful, bless you, of beauty. God dang it. I really want to show you because I was just kind of like taken aback.
What if you Google it? Crazy Kim Kardashian bikini body.
No, she looks good here. No, I got to find it now. Let me see. Is this one of them? No, she actually looks good here. It's this one. Oh, this right here. I was like, this is not regular proportions. So she has this tiny waist, and then she did this procedure to get her hips to be wider to support her butt, and then her legs are smaller. So then when I was looking at that.
Really? That's not normal?
No.
Oh.
Let me show you another one then. Like, this is a normal, like, those are normal proportions.
Okay.
You know, and yes, you do have like females out there with just, you know, different proportions, but they still, to me, they look proportionate. They look balanced. Like, if they have a big butt, it's usually followed by bigger thighs, right? Because it's the proportion. It's not like a big butt and out of nowhere you have like these thick legs, because that just, how do you support that?
I have a big butt and small legs.
No, you don't.
Really?
You have big thighs that support that butt.
Oh, really?
Maybe from the knee down, you might consider them skinny, but they still fit. Well, anyway, my point with saying this is that the beauty standards of now, at least in the world that I'm surrounded by, because I'm not like famous, but I do have to make an effort.
Yeah.
Even though you guys might not be able to tell, but like, I do have to see what's kind of the latest and the latest trends so that, like, you know, you can stay relevant and, like, you know, there's work that has to be done that I'm like making sure that I'm still understanding what's relevant, what's popular, and staying on top of trends. Not because I'm a trendsetter or any of that, but it's just, again, for the just sake of the relevancy. So when I was looking at this and her popularity and stuff, and I was looking at it with the lens of not admiration of this businesswoman, but just the lens of just a woman noticing just the beauty standards that are, I guess, asked of her now, I guess, are different, that I was just like, holy shit, us females, like, our standards of beauty have increased so much. It's kind of wild.
But how do you know that's the standard that everyone wants to strive for?
Because she has 189 million followers on Instagram.
What does that mean, though?
So that to me means that there's an influence happening.
So, like, for example, I guess the guy equivalent, right? Might be like The Rock or something, right? But I never, ever want to be The Rock size, ever. And I don't see The Rock with his probably like almost 200 million followers. I don't go, okay, that's the standard. I need to shave my head and I have to look like a solid piece of muscle. And I don't know if there's other people that feel that way too.
I just see
that he's in his lane and he's just his own individual, and he may do with what he had, and that's who he is.
Maybe because the beauty standards, I don't know what else I would call them, for men just haven't been emphasized as much as they have been for women. You know what I mean?
Well, also, because, like, to me, I also see, like, beauty standards. I don't think there's one standard.
There's not.
I also think there's a ton of lanes. So, like, even like, let's say if I was single, Kim Kardashian's body type isn't even what I would want. Like, that doesn't even turn me on or attract me. Like, if there was like 100 celebrities out there, Kim Kardashian might be like ranked 90 to 100 for me. I could easily find like 90 other ones that are more attractive.
Yeah.
So like I don't know if like what she is doing is creating pressure in an objective way.
I'm maybe, not even saying
maybe
that.
Maybe people themselves are putting on their own pressure.
For sure. That's what I'm saying.
Subjectively.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, I don't think that like what she's doing is setting the bar too high.
I'm not saying that either. I never said she was it. I'm just saying when I was... So I was saying, I started off with saying I'm 37. I don't look 37, but now because of these filters, I can start seeing my 37 self.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, when I put this filter on, my face looks like how it did when I was 20, right? Like less fine lines. Not that I have a ton of wrinkles, but I'm starting to see them
you
come in a little bit.
You look great for 37.
Thank you. But like when you have something to compare and contrast immediately, like this filter, then it starts popping out a little bit more. So all I was saying in bringing Kim Kardashian into this conversation was to say that she's also a product of that, right? Where it's like she has her own set of beauty standards that she's trying to achieve that to me don't even look human anymore. And I'm starting to see that more and more amongst a lot of like beauty influencers, a lot of just female influencers online where they're getting these crazy lip fillers.
That
like,
are in her lane probably, right?
I guess so.
Because other people that aren't in
I've even
her
seen
lane,
it. I've even seen it with fitness influencers.
But they could, I mean, for fitness, even within fitness, there's so many different lanes.
Without them being in her lane.
That aren't, but do they get her eyebrow look, her lip look?
No, I don't think they're influenced by her. I'm just saying that the beauty standards of now are so different from what they were back then.
I see.
And I think it has to do with this, with, you know, what you were saying with the Facebook and the Instagram. And now there's these filters. Like back in the day, no one gave a fuck about their teeth, really. You know, like if you look at older movies, everyone had busted ass teeth, yellow ass, natural looking teeth. And there's nothing wrong with that. But now everyone has these perfect, like straight, like veneers even. Yeah. They have to have their whole mouth bleached. Yeah. You know, like females have to have full voluptuous lips now. Like you have to have big proportionate lips. Like now the natural look is not really what's that pretty. You know, so I'm just saying like that's so interesting to me. Like I'm one to talk, right? Because I have breast implants, but I didn't even get them. Because I wanted them to like be all huge and like this abnormal, unnatural look for me. I got them because I just wanted to feel more feminine to my own personal standard, not to anyone else's standard of what they consider feminine, just my own. Because I'm like, this is my idea of what my version of Gio looks like. And I think my version of Gio is the most important version of Gio. Oh shit, I got something in my eye. So when I was looking at that version of her, when I saw myself, I'm like, oh, I think that's the only thing that I can't change on myself. Because everything else, I can work out. I can get a bigger butt. I can get a smaller waist. I can get more muscle definition. Like, I can morph all of these things. I like my nose. I like my face. I like my eyes. There's nothing else that I don't like.
I like your nose, too.
Thank you. And, you know, my boobs are the only ones where I'm like, fuck, I don't like that. It's okay, so I'm going to just change that. But the standard now is you get that and then you want to get your waist smaller and you do want to get a bigger butt and you do want to have like the perfect nail polish and you do want to take the perfect pictures. You want to pick that perfect filter. You want to make sure that you go to these awesome locations so that it shows that like your culture, like there's just so much pressure to perform right now for people that don't need to worry about performing.
That also sounds like the same lane though.
What do you mean?
So for me, like, I think the guy version of a filter, and all guys, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Lighting?
No. Oh. The guy version of a filter, and every guy has experiences. If you've ever flexed in front of a car window.
Oh, yeah, like, you look good.
I used to call
my
that,
butt looks real good.
I used to call that the motivational mirror.
Yeah.
Because, like, you go, okay, that's
because it's kind of like
that's where I'm going to be in 2 years.
Contoured.
Like, you flex, and you're like, why do I look like this right now? Because it makes you look like you have an extra 10, 15 pounds of muscle. Yeah. You know? So I think like, but that's anything in the looks realm. To me, that's the aesthetic lane, right? So, you know, like in fitness, you have like bodybuilders, you have powerlifters, you have like more functional athletes like CrossFitters, right? And even in the bodybuilding realm, you have like the aesthetic look, like what's the slightly buff guy in swimming trunks. Then you have the classic 70s era bodybuilding. Like what's that Arnold look? Then you have like the mass monsters, right? Like guys that are like 5'6", but 300 pounds of just all muscle. You have all of those guys. And those guys, because aesthetics is the lane that they're competing in, it's how they look. They got to put the oils on. They got to make sure they look shredded. Like,
and tan.
And tan. So even, and then they have to look like sculptures. So even the way they take pictures, they're almost like Greek sculptures, right? But if you go in the functional lane, none of those guys have oils, random oils on. They're not looking for the best lighting. They're like, how can I get my WOD time down as low as I can? WOD meaning like workout of the day, or like your Metcon, metabolic conditioning circuit. Like, how can I get that down as low as possible, right? So when you tell me about like the people that want the perfect locations, the perfect hips, the perfect lips, all those things, to me, it's not bound by, like, my genre is not defined by interest. My genre, it's, I think, interior design, fashion, fitness, they can all technically be in the same lane. Because they're worried about the aesthetic portion of it, right? Because interior design, there's also extremely functional interior design that could give two shits about how it looks, right? And then, and also like,
but it just doesn't perform well because that's not the standard that everyone's at right now.
But we don't know, because that's,
we do know,
because that's the lane, right? So with
it, well, all no, of these, because you can't put up a picture, like if you're an interior designer that wants to show your work, you can't put a picture up now that has darker, just natural lighting. Because it just doesn't, it's not appealing anymore because our standard is that much higher.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, I think people are trying to flex differently. And of course, Instagram by itself has an aesthetic bias. That is not something I'm denying, right? Like, even if you're a CrossFitter and you're in the middle of showing people like how functional you're fit, like I could do this, these handstand pushups. Obviously, if the lighting is good and you have a good camera, that's going to showcase that even better. I'm not denying the aesthetic bias of Instagram, but I think when people are, what is it called? When they're focusing on like the hips and like, and the lips and all that stuff, I think those guys are in Kim Kardashian's lane. But what I'm just saying is, for all those people that do feel that pressure, there are other lanes out there, and just go out and explore them.
No, but I'm tying it all back to the aesthetic part of it, because I guess maybe I am just talking about Instagram specifically, because I think it was, I don't know if TikTok took it out, at least in the US, it was one of the most popular platforms out there, right? So for people that just wanted to post pictures of their cats, even that now has to be aesthetic, because the standard is, that bar has been raised so high that now you have to kind of be a professional at putting pictures up if you want anyone to even care to see it.
But for as many like really cool cat pictures, I've seen just as many of like personality cat videos where it's really show the personality of their pet and how they interact with you. And it's almost like the perfect angle and the lighting and the camera doesn't matter. And it's just a different lane.
I see. Well, hold that thought real quick, because I do want to introduce our sponsor.
Okay. All right. So right now I want to talk about Skillshare. This is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. Explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity. I can't stress how important it is right now to stay creative, to find your lane, to stay inspired, to stay motivated, because it's just been a weird time, y'all. So a lot of us has been spending so much time at home. Why not sharpen your tools? Why not be a better asset? Why not start that project that you've been wanting to do? Why not get that business idea off the ground for once? You know what I mean? Skillshare is here to help you do that. I absolutely love it. I've used it several times for several different reasons already. And I've absolutely loved it. When we first moved into our home, I used it for interior design ideas. And that was so awesome because I'm also a pretty visual person. So if I have to read something or listen to something, it doesn't really stick as much as me watching someone do something. So when I was learning these interior design tips, it was so helpful to watch a video and to also learn at my pace. Because as you know, I have a 2-year-old, and with a 2-year-old around at home, it's pretty tough, you know? So it's like, if I have to go online, I couldn't attend like an actual class. So it was cool that I can get on when I needed to get on, get off when I needed to get off, and I could just pick it up whenever it is that I need to pick it up. So I absolutely love it. What else did I use it for? Oh, I even did it to learn how to better use my iPhone for photography, because I'm like, well, wait, I see so many awesome photos coming from iPhones. Why can't I do it? So I took a course on that as well. There's so many courses on business, creativity, productivity that you can take. And you guys, right now is the time. Why not become more valuable than you already are? Or maybe you're not valuable yet and this is your time now to become valuable. So make sure to explore your creativity at skillshare.com/GEO. And the first 1,000 people to use our link will get a free trial of Skillshare premium membership. So explore your creativity at skillshare.com/GEO. And the first 1,000 people to use our link will get a free trial of Skillshare premium membership. So receive free access to thousands of classes for a limited time. So be one of the first 1,000 to sign up at skillshare.com/GEO. Don't sleep on this, y'all. Your time is now. Get on it.
And we're back. What were we saying?
About like just for every aesthetic, I feel like there is another counterpart and there's multiple lanes. It's not just two. Cause like I know a bunch of powerlifters that, you know, are really strong and you can see the minute they're outside of the powerlifting realm, I can see they're totally in that Kim Kardashian lane, right? They can't wait to show off their fashion. They can't wait to show like, I don't know, their cool locations or whatever. But for every one of those powerlifter chicks that I'm talking about, there's also ones that just don't straight up, just don't give a shit. I want to show that I can squat 500 pounds. That's more important than having the best location yeah. or the best body positioning in my pictures
was
or whatever.
That your attempt of the best body positioning?
Yeah. Like so there, and then so I think like it feels like there's only one lane, you know, because we have like these moguls, right? Like The Rock, Kim Kardashian. Like there's these big moguls that are setting the trend, but I also feel like there's also a bunch of other people to this. Like for example, like I follow a bunch of scuba pages and these guys, it almost seems like they exist in another world because they don't give a fuck about the Instagram algorithm.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about
them
either.
They do their own thing. Sadly. No, they do their own thing and they succeed in their own way in their own complete different lane. And it's really refreshing to see. I don't see them and go, oh shit, I gotta get depressed because I can't do this or I can't do that. You know, it's just, it's really cool. So I think it's important to find different, to see that there's different lanes and try not to be pressured into one lane.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, right? Because it's like when you're constantly being hit with it over and over and over again,
yeah,
then it's hard for it not to seep in.
Isn't it time to unfollow?
Yeah, yeah. That would be the easiest, right? But like sometimes you're just so in it, you don't even realize that you're addicted to it because now you're trying to strive for that and now you might even idolize it, you know? But I caught myself feeling that way, not the idolizing part, but being caught up in the mix and in that whirlwind of like, it has to be aesthetic. It all has to have a theme. It has to have this. You have to look this way. You have to post like this. Where I was like, whoa, what the fuck? I was starting to be like, feel really lost. Cause I'm like, holy shit. Am I even me right now? Am I trying to be someone else? And I'm pretty comfortable in my own skin. And I'm like pretty comfortable in my own lane being like, this is who I am. This is what I like. And this is what I want to share. Where I caught myself going like, oh, wait, I need to put like a specific filter. I need to get this specific thing. And I'm like, what the fuck? Who are you right now?
Yeah, I definitely feel that because, you know, being in the fitness space, I think everyone that's in the fitness space and you're a professional in it and you're a dude, there's definitely pressures of taking steroids. That's 100 bajillion%. You look better. You lift more. You're freaking. You sell better. You're freaking ripped. You can monetize off yourself better. You become more androgenic, meaning there's more masculine traits. Like your shoulders become wider. Your jaw's more like defined. Like there's just extra testosterone. Just makes you almost like a slightly better version of yourself. Like more superhuman version of yourself, right?
We're not. I know he's really selling these steroids. We're not telling you to get on.
Well, what's attractive about it
yeah.
and why people want to do it.
It sounds very attractive.
But for me, I have a hard line that I draw in the sand because those things aren't important to me. And even though, although I too have felt those pressures of like, oh man, you're telling me I could eat pizza and still have a six pack and you know how much I like to eat. And I'm like, you're telling me that I can train this much and I could be deadlifting 700 pounds already. oh my goodness, that's crazy. Like how much more views would I get? How many more programs, how much more supplements, or how much more clothes would I sell if I deadlift to 700 versus my measly, whatever I'm doing right now, right? So everything, I have all the reasons why to do it.
Yeah.
But to me, that's not important to me because to me, I don't care about vanity. What matters to me is the journey and the...
What I had matters, to throw one in there.
What matters to me is the journey and what I'm about. And I enjoy like maximizing what I have and seeing what I can get out of myself, not what I can get out of myself once I've been able to play God for a second.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that really helps me. Cause I've also, I mean, we've had talks on like, babe, how'd you feel if I, you know, took steroids or whatever. And like that was still a real consideration. I definitely feel the pressures of it, but I think the minute that I go, wait, what's important to me? And I draw that line in the sand. And then you look at all the
fucking side effects of it. And if we want to have another kid, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Shit.
But once I like draw, once I figure out what's important, I draw the line in the sand, then it's never become another topic of conversation. Cause I'm just like, that's not important to me, you know?
Yeah. So I think the takeaway here is really paying attention to who you surround yourself with or what you surround yourself with, because that shit seeps in.
Yeah.
So now imagine like if you're in a crew with a bunch of negative ass people, like, and you considered yourself a positive person, that shit seeps in, man.
Yeah. Cause even if like, let's say you're an interior designer, right? And aesthetics is your thing. Like you're not a more functional person. You're a person that's all about vibes. And then you're in the interior design and everyone else is also, inspired by Kim Kardashian or whatever, right? Everyone starts getting lip injections and you're like, wait, why do I want to get lip injections? I thought I got into this to really help transform the feel of people's homes. And I know getting lip injections and me taking pictures in me in a home transformation will get me more likes because it makes me hotter. But does that hit the note that I actually want more?
Yeah.
And if not, that's okay. I'll let everyone else do their hip injections because that's what's important to them. For me, I really care about the vibes I'm trying to create in people's homes. You know what? Yeah. Maybe I'll have the actual homeowner that I transform. Maybe I'll just take cool pictures with them in my pictures. You know, there's always another way to flex creatively or find another angle.
Yeah.
And I think when you find who you are, that's when like you're more prone to happiness versus trying to like fit yourself into what's working or what other people are doing.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree. And because of that reason and that discovery about myself, I'm very, very cautious of who I bring into my circle now. Mm. Like my friends, I'm very like particular about my close friends, like my inner circle friends, because it's like quantity is not quality.
No.
You know, and I want quality people. So I it's hard for me to invest in people that aren't bringing value into my life. And hopefully those people do the same with me. If I'm not bringing value into their life and they cut me out, I would get it and I wouldn't be offended, because I'm just like, that's kind of how I like it to be. Like, I want us all to learn and grow together. I want us to learn from each other.
I want to elevate each other.
Exactly. I want to be elevated with my friends. And I've been so fortunate that a lot of my close friends think similarly in that fashion, where they're not caught up on the superficial shit, you know? Like, we like materialistic things, but no one's caught up and driven by it. Everyone that I surround myself with is a big picture thinker, and they have big dreams and big aspirations, but their ultimate goal has always been the pursuit of happiness. And for all of our friends, that happiness ends with close friends, ends with family, ends with us doing things that makes us happy. And the things that make us happy are Hawaii, they're having, seeing our kids play together, like having a cul-de-sac where we all live together so that we can have this community. And that's the shit that I'm like, yes, that's my circle. That's the shit that I want. But it was just so eye-opening to see that someone like me, who's pretty, I'm open-minded. I'm very, very open-minded, but I'm so focused on my end goal of this pursuit of happiness that I want, and this picture that I see that I want my life to look like in the next 10, 20, 30 years, that I started hearing these things of like, maybe I should get Botox, or fuck, lip injections, really, should I? And I've never been that person where that's, I'm like, definitely, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely, I can see that as being almost like the steroids for women, for sure. You know, like when guys first start out, right? And then you're like, damn, like, I think most people like have pretty, most people are in like, the first standard deviation of a bell curve of human body type. Like, you know, if you're fitness and you're lean, you're probably like run 70-ish. And then you're like, damn, but if I was 200 and ripped, how many more programs could I sell? How much more could I lift? And then so you go, okay, if I'm trying to, if I wanted to be in this industry for 20 years and retire then, if I look this jacked, I can actually get there in 10 years. So shortening the amount of time. So like even what
you're- And the shortening amount of your life.
Yeah, but so I could also see what you're saying too, where you're like, okay, cool. If I can get to this point looking like this, if I looked like this, I would get more money sooner and get to your goal even faster.
You know how many people were like, Gio, you can blow the fuck up. All you have to do is just be a little bit more revealing. And I'm just like,
but you hate money. So you're like, I don't want to do it.
I'm just like, nah, dog, that shit ain't me.
Yeah,
like,
and that's important. And I can
quickly be like, okay, I'm going to show like my ass all the time, or like be in bikinis all the time, or like only pose seductively.
I would like your pictures way more if you did all that.
But that's just, that shit ain't me.
That's important too.
And I really love that about myself, where I'm like, that's not part of my big picture planning. So yeah, that's just, I don't have any negative opinions or feelings towards any female that does that. Cause I'm like, fuck yeah, that is part of your big picture planning, and you're killing it, and you're confident, and you're happy, and you're getting what you want. And I'm so proud of that.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it's more about the intent.
That's what they're about.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, it's more about the intent, not about the action.
Yeah.
So I don't give a fuck if a girl's spreading her fucking legs and her pussy open. I'm not going to be like, look at that hussy. It's more going to be like, oh shit, that's part of her big picture.
Yeah.
But that ain't mine.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they can both live. They can both live. Those ideas can both live and thrive. But yeah, it was just so interesting to see how things could seep into your brain if you're not on top of it.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. I was kind of taken aback at that idea of going like, whoa, who the fuck am I becoming?
Yeah, I think that's why sometimes like me time is important too. You know, like knowing who you are, so that like, because I think unhappiness or sadness, it starts to like grow when you're not doing you anymore. So it's really important to get me time and go, okay, who am I? What do I want out of life? What really makes me happy? And really focus on getting that versus doing things that I think other people are doing. And then you'll, because that little unhappiness will start to grow and you'll feel it.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon you've become someone else and you're not even happy with yourself. And like, you're like, fuck, how do I get here? You know? And it almost feels like then sometimes it feels like there's no turning back. I'm already this way. I might as well fully convert. And I think that's where you hit like some real shit, real depression maybe.
Yeah. All right. Before this gets too sad, I do want to introduce or bring up our next sponsor. All right, so these days it feels like online shopping is the only shopping we really do, because yeah, I get it. That's what I do. That's where today's sponsor, Honey, one of my favorites, is comes into play, okay? So it's this free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and automatically applies the best available at checkout. So Honey is basically your online shopping best friend, and I absolutely love it. So this is how it works, okay? So you're gonna get Honey, you're gonna put it on your computer because it's free, and you download it with two easy clicks by going to joinhoney.com/bill. Then when you're checking out on one of their over 30,000 supported sites, Honey pops up, and all you have to do is click on this little button that says apply coupons. You wait a few seconds, and then Honey searches for the coupons for that particular site. And then if it finds something, then it'll tell you, you know, it'll say like apply code. And then if it doesn't, it says, hey, do you want us to keep looking on this website? And when something pops up, do you want us to send you a notification? And I'm always like, hell yeah, all the time. I remember using this for my mom when I was getting her some reading glasses, because my mom does everything the old school way, right? Like she still writes checks. Like that's how old school she is.
Coupons too.
She does. She definitely does. And I was like, mom, you don't have to go into any of the, you know, any of the glasses stores anymore. Like if you have your glasses prescription, I can get it for you online. So I went to, I think it was like iBuyDirect or something, and we were checking out, and then Honey popped up, and I'm like, hell yeah, apply coupons. And I saved $75 on two pairs of glasses. Yeah. And I was so excited. I felt like I did like this really good thing, even though I didn't do anything at all other than just download the plugin.
Homie hookup.
Thanks to Honey, the best friend who searches the internet for me. Cause back in the day, I remember having to open up another tab and then going, are there any coupon codes for iBuyDirect? And then it would give me these coupon codes, copy and paste. And it's like, sorry, it's expired. But now I don't have to do any of that stuff. And I'm saving a ton of money. So for everyone listening right now, make sure to download it for yourself because it's free. It's super simple. It's free. It goes right on your computer. And if you do any online shopping, Honey should already be on it. So it's free. It works with whatever browser you use, and you can get Honey for, again, free today at joinhoney.com/bail, BEAW. That's joinhoney.com/bail. And we are back. But yeah, I just thought it was just a very interesting perspective. Yeah. Definitely surround yourself with people that are going to elevate you, because that has helped me so much. And like, I've said this a million times on every single platform that I ever been. I always try to be the dumbest person in the group because I love listening to people that I just love listening to people's stories. I love listening to, you know, their failures or their successes. I really like listening to their overall goals and dreams. And I understand that these things change for everybody, because the more you change as a person, obviously those things should be changing with you too.
Things always change.
So like, I really like seeing people's evolutions too. So I really try so hard to like pay attention to those things, really hold on to those things, and listen to people when they talk about those things, because those are gems.
Yeah.
Like anytime anyone wants to share anything that they've achieved or failed at, I'm always so down to listen, because I'm like, I can take so much away from that. You know, like I've learned so much of my parenting through people going like, fuck, this is where I fucked up.
I care more about the failures.
Absolutely.
You learn
The successes motivate you though.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, oh shit, that can be achieved. Oh my God. I didn't even know that. Like that's why you'll find me on different websites looking at like different types of houses, for example, something that I would never want to buy. Like I was looking the other day at a house that's like $46 million.
Oh, Jesus.
And I don't ever strive to get anything like that because that's just not my personality. I don't need anything that extravagant or big, but it's cool to see what's out there just so that you can broaden your horizons. You know, because if you think only shacks exist, then that's just what you're going to strive for. And I don't want to strive for just shacks. I want to strive for 46 million and then decide if I want a shack.
Damn, you're a hustler.
What do you mean?
That you want to strive for 46 million.
Well, the fact that I know that it's there, like I know I can shoot past this shack is what I'm saying.
I'm just trying to strive for disappearing into a cave somewhere.
That's cool. But you know that the 46 million is out there for you if you ever wanted to get that. And it's even cooler if you have that in the bank and you're like, if I wanted to, I could, but I don't want to. I want this cave. I think that's powerful.
I just want to swim with the fishes.
That's not the right thing. I think you want the mafia to kill you.
No, I
want to
scuba dive with the fishes. With
Okay.
And can you imagine Taika with the baby scuba tank on his back and he's swimming with me?
I love it. I love it so much. All right. Well, you guys, it's that time right now. I hope we didn't mush your brain up too much, but definitely be aware of your surroundings, who you surround yourself with, and just what your big picture is, definitely. And just know that you as yourself have so much to fucking offer. You don't have to be anyone else. And I hate that I have to say these cliche things, but they're so fucking true when they're like, just be yourself because everyone else is taken. It's like, gosh, shut up.
People
it's
so do cliche, need to hear it though. Because I think we all honestly have our own answers, but sometimes we just, you know, in the muck of the day to day, you kind of forget it. And it's cool to have a little reminder here and there.
Yeah. And I also want to remind you guys that thank you for always being a supporter. We love you guys.
Thank you so much.
And we also love our sponsors. Yeah. And I want to shout them out and say thank you to them as well for sponsoring this podcast. Because without them, we would not be able to be doing this and offering this to you guys for free. So thank you to our sponsor, Honey. It's simple. If you have a computer, Honey should be on it. It's free and works with whatever browser you use. You can get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/bail, BEAW. That's joinhoney.com/bail.
And don't forget to check out barbellbrigade.com. We have been revving up big time for our biggest Black Friday launch in history. So to get the latest updates, the latest discounts, the latest news, make sure you sign up for both our email list, which you can go on the website, and also for our text, where we can stay really close and connected. So check out the text, check out our email list, and go to barbellbrigade.com. Thank you guys so much.
Bye.